Bring your attention to your breath, allowing the breath to be natural. In previous meditations, we've been limiting the mind's attention to the area of the nose. The mind's attention is like the aperture of a camera. It can focus narrowly, or it can engage in a wider focus. Start by bringing awareness to the sensations at the nose, as well as any sounds of the breath. Now we're going to expand the attention, no longer limiting our awareness to the breath at the nose, but zooming out to include the whole body. Perhaps noticing the rise and fall of the rib cage, the rise and fall of the belly. Perhaps there are sensations in the head changing as you breathe in and out. Observe the expansion and contraction throughout the body. Allow the attention to be open and wide, noticing even the most subtle sensations on each inhalation and exhalation. On each in-breath, become aware of sensations throughout the body. With each out-breath, be aware of sensations throughout the body. Be aware of when the body is breathing in and when it's breathing out. We want to become conscious of the entire field of expansion and contraction throughout the body. You could call it the somatic field, the feeling body, or the pranic field. It's the field of changing phenomena, the field of energy at the root level of sensation, or the subtlest level of sensation perceivable. You are feeling the intelligence of the body, the wisdom of the body. Don't miss any sensation. It may be easy to observe gross sensation, but don't miss the subtle. This field of change is breathing you. It is making your belly rise and fall. It is beating your heart. It's digesting your food. It's growing your hair. The expansion and contraction of the breath is touching every cell in your body. We're going to drop even the word breath and just stay with the pranic field underlying all of the senses. We're observing the pattern of change itself. This inner energy is not something other than what you are feeling. It is your inner aliveness. Whatever you're feeling in this moment, don't look for something special or try to produce something. Go into this moment deeply without any expectations. All sensations, feelings, and thoughts are impermanent. It is in their nature to arise and pass away. The ego structure is nothing but attachment to something that is changing. If you let go of those attachments, you let go of the limited you. Inner energy becomes free to connect with more of life. Another name for this connection is love. As you do this practice, you may experience resistance. Various hindrances may arise. Thoughts may arise. You might get tired. You might experience pain. Your mind may start to generate fantasies or get lost in memories. Your mind may get bored and want something to happen. Whatever the hindrance, you want to be completely conscious of its pattern within the field of changing sensation. Remain conscious of the sensations, the pattern that is arising, the location in the body, the intensity, how it changes over time. Just remain aware without reacting, without preference. The hindrance is only a problem when we are not consciously aware of it. A hindrance is actually not a hindrance at all, but an invitation to become more conscious of a certain aspect of your mind-body structure. When challenges arise, they are the very things that advance your practice. So don't try to get rid of the hindrance, but go into it consciously, inhabit it. The hindrance is the inner intelligence saying, "Bring consciousness here." Let go of all seeking, all wanting. Keep coming back to observing sensations throughout the body. Feeling the expansion and contraction of the breath. Letting go of all control of the breath. Letting the body breathe itself. Your job as a meditator is to remain aware, to get yourself out of the way. At times, the body may be like a hurricane of sensation, but you can stay in the stillness at the center. Remain in the center of the spiral of changing phenomena.